Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Trying Not to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley, and I upload almost every single Monday. But after this episode, I'm going to be away on my honeymoon for 2 weeks. So there won't be an episode next week or the first week of September, but I will be back after that. When you listen to this episode, I will already be married, which is so crazy to say. I remember when we first got engaged, I thought having almost 2 years into the wedding was such a long engagement. And even at the beginning of this year, August felt so far away. So the fact that when you're listening to this, I will be married and I will literally be in Italy is so insane to me. But naturally, with the wedding coming up, I did want to do an episode revolving around relationships, talking about my relationship with Josh without it being so centered around being married. Because as you guys know, I've been talking so much about getting married because that's literally all my life has revolved around for the past couple months. But Josh and I have been together since we were 20. We started dating our junior year of college, and we're 29 now, so it's been a long time coming. But although we've been together for a very long time, there was life before Josh, and I did date other people, and I did have two serious relationships, serious in the sense that we were exclusive, or we were supposed to be, and I felt very deeply for them. But despite my feelings for them, and despite us dating, those guys did not treat me well, and they were not healthy relationships by any means. I spent a lot of my adolescence with guys who did not respect me, guys who caused me a lot of pain, guys who made me question my worth, who made me feel like I had to prove that I was worthy of love, and guys who made me beg for the bare minimum. I gave so much of myself away to these guys, and I let them completely infiltrate my life, and I blew up my life for them. I let them ruin important milestones in my life, like prom and graduation, and I thought it was all worth it because of how I felt for them. When I talk about these relationships to people now, they cannot believe I allowed such disrespect. One, because I don't put up with that type of behavior now, but two, because of how healthy my relationship is with Josh. But at that time, I thought the way I was being treated was normal, and that all relationships have good times and bad times. And if I wanted it to work, I had to stick it out, even if the bad times were outweighing the good times. Also, a common theme with both of these guys was that at the beginning of the relationship, we had a very intense honeymoon phase where we were obsessed with each other and the chemistry was just undeniable. I definitely confused love for lust. And I thought, if we have this incredible chemistry, we must really love each other. So when that died down and these guys took their attention away from me or they got really cold, I was always trying to get back to how we were and trying to impress them and make them want me or make them want me the way they once did. And I thought that was normal. Like, of course it hurt me. It didn't feel good. It was soul crushing every time they would yell at me or call me names or break up with me or cheat on me, which is insane to say out loud that that was happening, and I just kept allowing it. But I just thought that is how it is. If you want it to work out, you've got to try, you've got to prove yourself, and you have to win them over. We confuse lust, control, inconsistency, and the bare minimum with love because that's often what we've been taught to expect. But love doesn't make you beg. It doesn't make you have to choose between them or you. If I've learned anything through my relationship with Josh, it's that your person will accept you as you are and not want you to change unless that's what you want for yourself. So today I want to talk a little bit about what love actually is and what love looks like and what it definitely does not look like. If you've been struggling in a situationship or you've been unsure if the relationship you're in is right for you, or if you're single and you need some guidance on what to look for in a relationship. I hope that this episode helps you in some way. And as always, if you do like today's episode, make sure to share it with someone who you also think needs to hear it. So with all of that being said, let's get into today's episode. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned through being in unhealthy relationships to now being in a very healthy relationship is love should not feel confusing. And that was something that I just could not understand. And I always kind of thought that there was always going to be this element of uncertainty, like wondering, do they like me? Did I do something wrong? Are we okay? Are they going to break up with me? And just, I never really knew. And I thought that was normal. And that's how it's just always going to be. I spent so much of my time in relationships asking myself those questions and kind of walking on eggshells and trying to regulate someone else's emotions whenever I felt like something was off. Obviously, there's still times where Josh and I do have arguments, but even in those arguments, I'm not having that anxiety that I used to and having these questions spinning in my head of, what did I do wrong? How can I fix this? Are we going to break up after this? What's going to happen next? And also in times where we are butting heads or he's upset or I'm upset, I can go to him and have a conversation and get clarity. Whereas in past relationships, I couldn't do that because if I went to them trying to resolve conflict, it just made more conflict and then we would blow up and probably break up. If someone genuinely wants to be with you, you shouldn't constantly have to question whether they do. That doesn't mean that they're going to text you back within 5 minutes every single time, or that you're never going to have a misunderstanding, or that a healthy relationship is going to be perfect. It just means that the overall foundation of the relationship isn't built on you trying to figure out where you stand with them. I think so many of us have normalized confusion in relationships. We'll say, well, maybe they're just scared, or they're really busy, or they're just not good at communicating, or they have commitment issues. And sometimes those things genuinely are true. But at some point, you have to look at how the relationship is actually making you feel. Because if you're constantly waiting for a text or rereading conversations or analyzing their tone or asking your friends what they think they meant or wondering whether they're losing interest or what's going on in their head, that uncertainty becomes the relationship. One of the biggest differences with my relationship with Josh and my past relationships is Josh has never made me wonder if he wanted to be with me. We've had disagreements. We've annoyed each other. We've gone through difficult periods. Obviously, we've been together for almost a decade, but I have never had to earn his interest back. I've never had to become a different version of myself to keep him interested. I've never had to decode whether he wants me in his life. Even in our biggest arguments, I've never questioned if he was going to walk away. Conflict in past relationships led to more conflict, and I'd have to brace myself for the breakup. But with him, we are always looking for a resolution because we want to be with each other. The love of your life isn't going to communicate through confusion. They won't have you constantly wondering where you stand. The love of your life will communicate through consistency. They'll show up for you. They'll make you feel loved. And even when things are hard, you won't suddenly feel like they're going to leave or that you have to beg for them to stay with you. They're not going to make you feel like you're important one day and then nothing the next. They're not going to want to be with you one day and then the next decide that the relationship with you is too much for them. The love of your life will want to date you. They will want to choose you and they will choose you. And I think that last part is really important because when you are used to being in relationships where you have to constantly question where you stand with this person and how does this person feel about me, when someone finally decides to settle down with you and make it exclusive, it can feel like being chosen is the ultimate goal. You finally get the commitment, you get the label, they're finally not pulling away from you, and you feel like you've won something. And I've definitely felt that way before, where I felt like someone choosing me and wanting to be exclusive with me in a relationship proved my worth, that I was worthy of being loved. So when that person finally committed to me and decided, hey, we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, we're going to be exclusive, even though it was never really exclusive for them, they were always off, whatever, I felt like I won something. But the prize is never going to be your partner. The prize is never going to be the guy choosing you. The prize is what comes after being chosen, being respected, being loved, being valued. How you're treated is way more important than the person that you're with. Because if your standards have gotten low enough, the bare minimum can feel like this grand romantic gesture. And I think that's something that happens so easily when you've been in these unhealthy relationships. You start celebrating things that should have been expected the entire time. Like, he texted me back, or he remembered my birthday. He introduced me to his friends. I met his family. He finally committed to me. He stopped flirting with other girls. Like, I remember in high school, my high school graduation, I had asked my boyfriend at the time to go with my family and watch me graduate. And after you graduate, all the families and friends meet outside and take pictures. And it's this moment that everyone kind of is anticipating, because when you're in high school, you see all the older classes do it and you look at their pictures. And it was just something that was important to me. So graduation comes along. I meet my family outside, and obviously he is not there. And I remember looking around like a sad little puppy dog, just waiting for him, and he never showed up. So I get my phone back, and I have a text from him saying that he had to work late or some excuse that I knew was bullshit, because this had been planned. He could have made it work if he wanted to. So naturally, I was upset, but he calls me up and he's like, come over, like, I want to see you, I'll make it up to you. So I go over, and he has flowers and a card, and my dumbass thought, oh my god, he does care. Oh my god, I was upset over nothing. I'm so dramatic. Like, no, a card and flowers for your graduation is the bare minimum. He should have had those things and also been there for you. These types of things can feel good, especially if you've spent a long time not getting them. But those aren't extraordinary acts of love. Those are the basics of being in a healthy relationship. And I think that's part of what I was missing and I didn't understand. When my ex didn't show up for me and he eventually did something nice for me, I completely overlooked the fact that he had let me down in the first place. When I saw the flowers and the card that he had gotten for me, that was my proof that he did care and that I was overreacting. But instead, I should have been asking myself, why wasn't he there to begin with when he knew how important this was to me? I think that's how you get stuck in this cycle of expecting the bare minimum. Someone hurts you or disrespects you or disappoints you and just lets you down. And then they finally give you the tiniest bit of affection to reel you in and have you thinking, oh my God, see, they do care about me. They do love me. They do want to be with me. And because you were so worried that this person didn't care about you or didn't see your value or didn't want to be with you, when they do give you that little sliver of attention or affection, it feels huge to you. But love should not feel like going without something for so long that you're grateful when you finally get a little bit of it. I think this can happen in so many different ways. Maybe you're used to someone barely texting you, so when they suddenly text you all day, you feel like everything is amazing. Maybe they never make plans with you, and then one day they do plan a date, and you convince yourself that they're finally changing. Or maybe they don't introduce you to their friends or family, and then one day they do, and suddenly you feel like they've finally chosen you. And there's nothing wrong with appreciating those things. The problem is when those things become enough to make you forget everything else that they've done. I don't know if any of you watched Love Island, but I keep thinking about Mel and Sincere. Sincere kept doing these crazy disrespectful things, and then he does one romantic gesture and he makes her breakfast and a picnic, and it's like, oh my God, he does want to be with you. Oh my God, you are the one. And she said herself, the prize is not being chosen, it's being respected. But that goes out the window in situations like this. Being treated well shouldn't feel like a reward. You shouldn't have to earn someone's effort. You shouldn't have to experience the absence of something before you can appreciate finally receiving it. I think when you don't believe you're worthy of more, the bare minimum can feel insanely special and extraordinary. And that's a really dangerous place to be in, because you can spend years being grateful for things that should have been the foundation of the relationship from the beginning. Someone texting you back, someone remembering your birthday, isn't something to celebrate. Someone introducing you to their friends, someone being faithful to you, someone making plans with you, aren't these crazy acts of love. They're important, but they're not the finish line. They are the starting point of what you should expect in a relationship. That should be the bare minimum. Your boyfriend should know your birthday. Your girlfriend should want to show you off to the people that are important to them. I think the next step beyond that is realizing that you also shouldn't have to lose yourself in order to have these things. You shouldn't have to choose between being loved by this person and being yourself. When you're really invested in a relationship, especially when you're young, it's so easy to slowly start making the relationship your entire life. And I definitely did that. I put my relationships above my friendships. I let those guys and their opinions matter more than my own. I excused really, really shitty behavior because I loved them. And I stayed in these situations where I wasn't being respected because I was so much more focused on keeping the relationship. I wanted it to work so bad that I completely abandoned myself and I didn't care if the relationship was good or not. I just wanted the relationship. When I wasn't being treated well, I wasn't asking myself, why am I allowing someone to treat me this way? I was asking myself, what did I do wrong? Why am I so annoying? Why am I so needy? Why am I so emotional? How can I change myself? How can I make them want me again? How can I make them love me again? How can I be attractive to them again? That is what toxic, unhealthy love does to you. It makes you think the solution to fixing the problem or fixing the relationship is you changing yourself. You start thinking, I need to be quieter. I need to complain less. I need to be less needy. I need to stop getting so mad. I need to be more understanding. I need to lower my expectations. I need to be grateful for what I'm getting because I want this relationship. I want this person. Eventually, you become so focused on keeping this person, keeping this relationship, that you don't even realize how much of yourself that you're giving away in the process. I think that's something that I really want to emphasize because I don't think that real love is supposed to require you to constantly sacrifice yourself. Obviously, relationships require compromise. You're going to have to consider someone else's feelings. You're going to have to make sacrifices for each other. You're going to have to want to do things that you don't want to do, but they want to do. And that's part of loving another person, being selfless sometimes. But there's a difference between compromising and abandoning yourself. There's a difference between making room for someone else in your life and making your entire being about them. There's a difference between changing because you've grown and that's who you want to be, and changing because you're made to feel like who you are isn't enough and they want you to be someone else. What I've experienced throughout my relationship with Josh is real love does the opposite. You do not need to shrink yourself for them. They will make room for you. The person that you love should want you to have your friendships. They should want you to have your own interests. They should encourage your opinions even when they're different from theirs. They should care about your dreams and aspirations and want you to succeed. They should want you to have a life outside of your relationship with them because they love you, not just the version of you that exists when you're with them. They started dating you because they liked you, and they continue to want to date you because they love you, and they will not want to change you because they love you. Especially when it comes to my career, Josh really pushed me to pursue what I wanted to do. When I was younger, I had people in my life who made fun of me for wanting to do social media. I remember I had casually brought up the idea of doing YouTube to my boyfriend at the time, and he just dismissed it and made some comment about how it's not worth it because I won't be successful. And as you all know, content creation has always been super important to me. It's always been something that I was interested in and I wanted to pursue. And it felt like with my ex and throughout my life with other people, instead of being encouraged, I was made to feel like it was stupid or embarrassing or not a thing that I could achieve. But with Josh, from the very beginning, he was always on board. He loved that I filmed vlogs. I mean, he'd share them with his family, and his niece would watch every single one of my videos on YouTube. He always watched my TikToks and interacted with my videos online. And with this podcast, he was the one in my ear telling me, keep posting, do not quit. Like, your podcast is good. It's going to be successful. Keep doing it. Because of him, I've gotten to experience what it's like to have someone who genuinely wants you to succeed. That's not going to make fun of you, or even on the other side of things, look at what you're doing and look at your dreams and go, how does this benefit me? What can I get from this? With him, it's always been, how can I help you do this? He has supported me through my career, through the changes I've made, through the things that I've wanted to try. And he's never made me feel like I had to choose between what he wants me to be, or being the perfect partner, the ideal partner, and then pursuing the things that are important to me. I look back at videos that I've posted and I cringe at myself and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe anyone allowed me to do this. And he could have absolutely at the time been like, Ashley, why are you posting that? That's crazy. Like, I'm embarrassed for you. But he didn't. The right person isn't going to make you feel like your dreams are a threat to the relationship. They're not going to make you feel guilty for having a life outside of them. They're not going to make you feel like you have to shrink yourself so they can feel bigger. And the right person will make you feel safe enough to become more of yourself, you know, step into the version of you that you want to be. To be so honest with you, marriage wasn't something that I ever thought was important. I wasn't someone who grew up imagining getting married. But I do remember bringing up marriage to my ex, like just asking him his thoughts on it. Does he see a future with me? And he kind of slid past the question and didn't give me the answer I wanted. And it started a fight between us. And I was just mad that he didn't say that he wanted to marry me. And even though marriage wasn't important to me, I think the reason I asked him was because part of me thought getting chosen was the ultimate validation. Like, someone picked me, someone wants me, someone wants to spend their life with me. So that must mean I'm worthy, especially if this person who had made me question my worth before decided, hey, I do want to marry you. It would have made me feel like, oh my God, he's finally choosing me. Now that I'm about to be married and I'm marrying Josh, I see that getting married isn't exciting because someone's finally choosing me. It's exciting because I'm choosing someone who has never required me to become less of myself in order to be loved by him. I'm choosing someone who supports the person I am and the person that I'm still becoming. Someone who isn't going to leave me if I change my mind a million times and become someone entirely different than who I am right now. Someone who wants me to have my own dreams and my own friendships and my own interests and my own career. Someone who isn't going to make me feel like I have to give up pieces of myself to keep the relationship going. And I think that's what I want you to take away from all of this, especially if you're in a relationship right now and you're questioning whether they're right for you. I want you to ask yourself, who am I when I'm with this person? Do I feel more like myself or do I feel less like myself? Do I feel like I can have my own opinions, my own friends, my own dreams? Am I being encouraged to grow or do I feel like I have to stay small to keep this person and keep the relationship? Do you feel like you can be honest about what you want and how you feel? Or are you constantly worrying if you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, they're going to leave? Love should never require you to abandon yourself. And if being with someone requires you to become smaller or quieter, less ambitious, less opinionated, less connected to the things that matter to you, the people that matter to you, that's not love. I don't think the goal should ever be just to find someone who chooses you. I think the goal should be to find someone who you can choose without having to lose yourself in the process, not having to give up yourself to be with them. When I look back at those past relationships and I compare them to my relationship now, it's not that my relationship with Josh is perfect. You know, we do fight and we have hurt each other's feelings, but I've never had to question how he feels. I've never had to wonder, does he love me? Does he want me? Does he want more? Does he want someone else? I've never had to compete for his attention. I've never had to earn basic respect from him. I've never had to prove that I'm worthy of being loved. I've never had to wonder whether being myself was going to make him love me less. The right person won't make you wonder where you stand. They won't make you compete for their attention or make you feel like you have to earn love or respect. They won't make you question your worth. And they won't convince you that the anxiety that you're feeling with them is love. the right person will make you feel secure enough to be yourself and to do what you want and to speak your mind. You'll be able to have hard conversations without immediately thinking they're going to leave you. You'll be able to have your own life and do what you want and have your dreams and aspirations while still building a life with them. And even when things aren't perfect, you'll know that that person you're with is still choosing you and wants to work it out with you. The love of your life will not make you question your value. They will remind you of it. I truly feel more myself now than I did when Josh and I first started dating. And that is something that I didn't feel in past relationships. With my exes, I remember looking back and being like, I was so cool and so independent and just so different before dating this person. And I've changed so much because of them. With Josh, we've been together for so long and we've seen each other through so many different phases or versions of ourselves. And I think we just continue to bring out more of each other and the best out of each other. I am just so grateful that I have found what I have with him, because I know a long time ago, I just never thought it was possible or that it would happen for me. And because we have the type of relationship that we do, and I know how I feel about him, I know that this type of love is possible for every single one of you. So if you're listening to this episode and you're in a position like I was in, where you feel like this kind of love just isn't for you, you're never going to find it, or if you're in a relationship that constantly leaves you wondering if you're enough, or if you're trying to convince someone to choose you, I hope you know that you are allowed to want more. You are allowed to want consistency and effort and want someone who is proud to be with you. You're allowed and you should want someone who respects you and supports your dreams and makes room for you to fully be yourself. You don't have to earn that kind of love by becoming someone else and doing exactly what they want. And if you're single, I hope that you don't settle for someone just because they chose you. Someone will come along where you get to also choose them, and choose them because they make you feel safe and respected and loved and completely yourself. So I hope that this episode helps you, whether you're single or not single. I hope that it reminds you of your worth and reminds you that it's okay to ask for more, and you should. Your person, the right person, the love of your life is not going to be like, no, you're asking for too much. You're nagging. They're going to want to be that person for you. They're going to want to make you happy and satisfy your needs and be there for you. Don't let your situationship or your toxic boyfriend keep you from finding the love of your life. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to let me know on Spotify in the comments or on my Instagram and my TikTok. My social media is linked in the show notes. I will be posting so much content from the wedding, from the honeymoon. So if you want to keep up with any of that, make sure to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. Like I said, I will be gone for 2 weeks, but I promise you I will be back. I am not abandoning you, my children. I will be back. But until then, I hope you have the best 2 weeks of your life. I know I will be. I'll be having the best time in Italy with the love of my life as a wife. Isn't that crazy? A wife? Me a wife? Crazy. But that's everything for today. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. I love you so much. Take care. See you then. Goodbye.